Yeah, I was looking at the soil there the last time we were up with Stephen and I took it around and I thought, aye, aye, that's... Not that I know much about it, but there's obviously some atavistic femory thing comes out in there occasionally. It seems to happen with the tatties as well. So when did the water mains go through then? Is that...
Only water main, not as full as the road.
Yes, what in?
Oh, where? Yeah. Oh,
hmm. Early 50s, wasn't it?
Right.
I suppose.
So was there no mains water before that?
Oh, no. No, nothing. You water for the well.
Uh-huh. So that'd be quite important for when they positioned the farms then? Or would they just choose a place and then look for the water?
Well, water rates, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I have water rates in a well, the millennia. The ones concerned in the community, they agreed that this well is for farms at equal rates in that well. So that was part of it. But of that four farms, one pair and then the other pair amalgamated, so that was half and half share, of which I had half share. And then the other ones, another farm was built and they took a water rate with them, which meant they halved the other share. So you have the absurd situation that I had greater rates in this farm, it was not in my land.
Is it? I remember Margaret talking about the excitement when you saw the water pipe coming over the hill, because it was a very slow thing, of course, so gradually you got the water and we were waiting for your turn, and then you had to put in the pipe. Was it the main pipe was put in by the authorities, but then everybody had to do the pipe to their own property?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So they would just put, like, the main one along like that, see?
And one came over.
Oh, there. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So,
but then there was an absurd situation. I was interested in working there, and I saw the main survey and the line for the pipe and so on. I was interested in watching them, and I could mark it where they surveyed. So then, of course, the nobody's coming to paper, anybody with any interest could see the plans for the new pipeline at the office in Kirkwall. Of course, I would go and see it. It took me a bit to understand that the line they were drawn was not where I had seen them surveying. And they had even made the pipe go into a house that had been built later. And their difficulty was they had used a map that had not been updated from about 1900. And while they had surveyed along the modern road, they had laid the line on the map along an old hill road, which is completely wrong. How they made the figures fit, I can't imagine. But anyway, then the officer said, oh, well, that's the way it's be, so. So, of course, then a man came round to see that everybody knew where the pipe was going, and he said, you got lost anyway. And so I pointed out to him the difficulties there. Where the pipe was on the map and where they'd surveyed. So that was that. They came to lay the pipe, and of course, when gone there, you got to know the main concern. And they were working for over the hill anyway, and they came. And I remarked to one of the men anyway, they were not following the plan that I had seen. Oh, yeah. Anyway, time came. But the foreman on his own authority changed the road. Let me see, they were going over here. And we're getting down to this side of the road here, where there's lots of houses here. And the road there, what was Hill Road, going somewhere here. And he crossed the road there to take the pipe to this side of the road and back on the road there. So this house is here, hit water without having to cross the road.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But anyway, that's just...
Uh-huh. But before the mains water came, then you had wells then.
Aye.
And were they, did they last all year round, or did they dry up?
Completely dried up, and you're in difficulty, you have to carry water sometimes. And if you wanted a bath, you had to carry extra water, of course. And,
mm-hmm.
course, everybody had rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
It was vital. And if your tap leaked, I'm seeing my mother wash them when it was raining.
When the tank leaked?
Yes, because there was water there when it was raining. And she always said she would rather lose the hydro than lose the piped water.
I said that.
Must have been a great boon.
Oh, yes.
You just can't imagine it. You were talking about the fact that washing dishes, you didn't use soap because the water was gone to the pigs or whatever.
And if it's frosty weather, the guy couldn't get out. You have to carry water to the guy, too. So.
Mm-hmm. So you're pretty dependent on a good well then, as well as your rainwater.
Oh, yes. And of course, the fields did not have water troughs in them, and every day the guy had to be put into the water. There wouldn't be water troughs here and there, or whatever his water supply. And then again in winter, they had to go out every day to go to the water. Back in, it would be able to perform in dogs, so go to come back in the byre and go to the start, be tied up.
Mm-hmm. And, yes, and Margaret said that when your well had dried then in the autumn, you'd be hoping for some good rain to start the well up again.
Mm-hmm. So, did you? I did ask you this last week, but I was just wondering when you were looking to do a well, did you get dowsers in or anything like that?
Well, some men had that reputation, and I once had a man that said a well was somewhere, but I dug 10 feet deep and I didn't find water, so. But there was once a reputation for being good and not so good.
Or would you just take a chance?
Well, something like that.
Educated guess at it and.
So you wouldn't be digging new wells very often, I suppose.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be that, yeah.